Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I am proudly sitting in for Del. And on today's show, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of real estate investing. I'm going to hit you with numbers. I'm going to hit you with locations. I'm going to hit you with facts. I'm going to hit you with analysis. I'm going to help you understand how to invest in real estate. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to center ourselves in your mind. That's exactly what we're doing on today's show, is we're getting inside your head and we're going to force you to learn something. Now, maybe I shouldn't say force you, because I mean, for those of you that don't like to be forced to do anything, you're already like, hey man, I'm out. I don't want to do this. So let's say it a different way. We're going to help you understand how to invest in real estate. We're not going to get into the retirement stuff today. We're not going to get into all the other stuff that we tend to get into on the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We're actually going to get into a discussion of investments. I've got three properties in the greater Houston market that I'm going to talk about. Now, for those of you that are receiving this episode in a podcast form, you're probably hoping I'm going to throw up a bunch of pictures, right? Nope, not going to happen. Number one, I don't have pictures of the assets. Number two, I don't need pictures of the assets. Number three, I've got the basic financial information I need to determine whether or not these are potentially good buys. And number four, I've done some research. I've done some market research on where these assets are located, because I think that information is more important for analysis than how pretty or ugly a house looks like. But I know you've been conditioned. You've been conditioned to believe that you've got to go to a property. You've got to see it. You got to touch it. You got to smell it. And you know what? I think there is something to that, but I don't think you need to do it in the initial analysis phase. Now, what am I talking about, this initial analysis phase? Well, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, like I've done, like the tens of thousands of members of Lifestyles Unlimited nationwide and international too, one of the things that you learn is that real estate investing is more of a process than it is whatever you think it is. It is a deliberate process where you take data, you identify the data, you apply the data, analyze it, and then you take a look at what the data is telling you. And if the telling tale of the data is good intel, roll with it. If it's bad intel, leave it alone. It's as simple as that. So I've got three properties, and these literally showed up in my inbox in the last 24 hours. These are just three of a myriad of properties that have come to me for analysis. And I chose to look at three assets in the greater Houston market. As a matter of fact, the same Lifestyles Unlimited Realty member, Moon Kim, provided all three of these assets to me. Now, they're in different parts of the Houston MSA, completely different parts. They're in different zip codes. And zip codes are important, because zip codes can give you an idea of a segment of the overall market. Now, I think it's really important to point out that zip codes are good because they give you a more concentrated area than the entire MSA of Houston, which is like big, it's huge. So if we break it down into zip codes, we get easier information to digest. But within those zip codes, there are neighborhoods, and a zip code can contain good neighborhoods, bad neighborhoods, and everything in between. So you have to be able to take your information down to the neighborhood level to understand what you're working with. But we're not going to do that on today's show. We're not going down to the neighborhood level. We're going to do a high look, an overarching view of what three potential assets could do for you as a real estate investor. Now, I'm going to tell you flat out, not one of these properties are no money down properties. All of these properties will require you to put some money into the deal. It's As a matter of fact, the least expensive one is estimated at about $21,000 cash out of pocket. The most expensive contribution, not the most expensive asset, but the most expensive contribution is about $26,000. So that kind of gives you an idea of what your cash outlay would be to buy any one of these assets. Pricing for these assets is different because pricing is based on location. Pricing is based on what other comparable assets have sold in the particular areas. And these are in three different zip codes. So they're in three different areas of Houston. So it's very important for us to understand that. We're not necessarily comparing apples to apples, but maybe we're comparing like red apples to Granny Smith's. Does that make sense? Because at the end of the day, these are all single family houses that I'm looking at. They're all in the Houston MSA. They all have their own different zip code. They all vary based off of age, based off of size, based off of number of bedrooms, number of baths, number of garage units. They're all different. So you want to get into them? You want to find out what's going on with these three properties? And if these three properties could even make you any money in real estate? Well, they can. I believe they can. And what I did before the show even started, remember I told you I was looking at a bigger collection of available properties that were made available to me by the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team. And what I did was I screened through those properties. I specifically screened to make sure that the potential asset had the ability to produce at least $200 a month in cash flow. If the property did not produce at least $200 worth of cash flow, I eliminated it. Gone. History. Don't care if it was in Houston or not. Doesn't meet my minimum requirements for investing. The other thing I looked at was whether or not the asset could double my cash out of pocket, or at least double it. Now, what do I mean by at least double it? What I mean by that is there is a mechanism when you buy real estate the Lifestyles Unlimited way, where you'll do something called capturing equity in the asset. Now, what does that mean, capturing equity in the asset? It means that you're buying the asset for wholesale pricing. You're not paying full retail price for the asset. The asset is distressed. It's got problems. Maybe they're physical problems. Maybe they're non-physical problems. But there are nonetheless problems with the asset. And they need to be remediated. If they're not remediated, you're not going to get fair market rent for the, well, you'll get fair market rent for it, but it just won't be that high because it'll be a lousy property that doesn't command a very good rent point, and you're going to have all kinds of problems with it because you didn't do anything the Lifestyles Unlimited way. You didn't fix it up. Yeah. So there's a lot you have to learn. I know I'm hitting you with a fire hose today, but I think you can totally handle it. So all of these assets at least double the cash out of pocket that we put into the deal in the form of equity capture. So those are my two main screening criterias. And then I threw a third one in there because I was talking about the Houston market. Now, some of these properties that I received over the last 24 hours are not in the Houston market. Some are in the Central Texas market. Some are in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. Some are in the Atlanta-Georgia market. Some are in the Kansas City market. Some are in the Tennessee market. Some were in the St. Louis market. So I forgot all the other places, but there are different marketplaces that Lifestyles Unlimited Realty provides us information from and gives us the opportunity to buy great assets. They really aren't starting off great when we buy them, but the potential for greatness is absolutely there. It's totally there. The other thing that I did was I took the information that I have and I did some market research. I mean, I looked at places like Redfin, Zillow, the Houston Area Realty Association, census data, other sources. And what I wanted to find out was information on the specific zip code areas to get an idea what median home values were, what price trends are doing, what median household income might be, things like poverty rate, crime statistics, schools, population density, and a host of other information which may or may not have an impact on my decision to buy or not buy these assets. But at the end of the day, the information is important. When we come back, more on these three properties. Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, and as you can see, I found a picture of a house for you. Now, if you're listening to me on radio, or if you're listening to me through a non-video providing medium, you have no idea what you're looking at because there's nothing there. But if you're watching this on a podcast that provides video, you see a picture of a house, just kind of a simple little house that's in Texas that kind of looks kind of okay, right? But as we look beyond the kind of okay, what we don't know is what's going on behind the front door, underneath the foundation, above the ceiling, within the systems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, earlier in the show, I told you I don't have any pictures of these properties. So why is there a picture up? Just to give you personal comfort, just to give you the personal satisfaction of saying you had the opportunity to look at a house. But the properties I'm about ready to describe to you, I have no idea what they look like. Yeah, they could look like the picture you're seeing right now, or they could look like something completely different. I have absolutely no idea. So why do I bring that up? Here's why. When you become a real estate investor, the most important thing for you to understand is how to value real estate without physically going to it, without physically walking it, without physically seeing it, by getting specific financial information about the area so that you can determine what the potential value of the property would be if it's all fixed up. You need specific information about what you can buy the asset for. You need specific information about what you think is potentially wrong with the property. Now, the nice thing about working with the Lifestyles Realty team, Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team, is that they have an idea of what information we need as investors. So they go out and they develop that information for us. They may walk the property before they send it out to us, or they may make some phone calls about the property and get some pertinent information, or they may physically talk to the seller and get some information about the asset, information they can share with us. And that information is usually passed along in the form of an estimation of the rehab costs. Now, as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you're going to figure out very quickly that you have to get a handle on what it costs to rehab different systems within a rental property. Those systems can include, but are not necessarily, this is not the end all list. I'm just going to hit you with a bunch of them and see where it goes. The roof, the foundation, the appliances, the plumbing system, the HVAC, the electrical system. Do you have gas supply? Maybe you got to deal with that. The sewer system. What about flooring? What about interior paint? What about windows? What about doors? What about any other system that I did not include? Maybe there's a septic tank. Maybe you got to deal with that. Maybe you're on a well. Maybe you got to deal with that. Maybe it's city water, city sewer. Okay. Is there as much to deal with? Well, there may or there may not be, but you have to understand how all those things tie into the property. What is your responsibility to remediate? And what is potentially somebody else's responsibility to remediate? Does that make sense? Okay. So these properties that are in Houston, let me just tell you a little bit about them. The first one, and we're gonna call these properties 1, 2, and 3 to try and, because I'm gonna hit you with a bunch of data, and if you're driving, your head's gonna be like, it just blew up. So just bear with me if you're driving. If you're not driving, your head may still blow up. It's okay. Just understand that I'm sharing information with you and a process with you that could eventually change your life. So property number one, 1,585 square feet, built 1968. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage property. It's in the 77028 zip code, 77028. Now, why do I say 77028? Because that ties in with a very specific location in Houston, Texas. It does. 77028 is the urban northeast portion of Houston. Now, here's what you need to know about that area. It has very affordable entry prices that support strong cash flow potential. It has some population growth, and there's a lot of opportunity in that area for value add properties. In other words, there's a lot of properties that have been worn out And because they've been worn out, it gives us opportunity to breathe new life back into them, make them available as better properties in the neighborhood, thereby making the area better and providing housing to a demographic in our society that is looking for a great place to live. Now, there are some cons with that 77028 zip code. Overall, lower incomes per capita, higher poverty, little higher crime, schools aren't as strong, potential stigma for the area, potential stigma. I mean, people talk bad stuff about the area, but here's what you need to know. People live there and people work there and they will rent there. So don't be afraid of the area. Now, appreciation may lag without broader revitalization, but as more and more distressed properties come on the market and Lifestyles Unlimited members buy them up and put them back into service as clean, functional, workforce housing, what you get is a revitalization of the area, one asset at a time. I have seen neighborhoods where Lifestyles Unlimited members go in and buy up all the product that's available, and they effectively move the market in that neighborhood because all of a sudden it went from having a bunch of nasty, ugly properties that everybody thought was an eyesore, and they turned the neighborhood into a really nice neighborhood that gentrified, and a lot of people want to move back into that area because it's a lot nicer now than it used to be. Now, here's my final thought on 77028. I think it's a better area for experienced investors. Yeah, so in other words, somebody that's had one, two, maybe three rental properties under their belt as Lifestyles Unlimited members. This is a slightly more difficult area to invest in, but when you know what you know, you will make money in the 77028 zip code. Now, the other two properties, kind of a similar story, but a little bit different. So what I'll do for you in the next segment is I'll share the information with you. Stick around. Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del. And on today's show, I'm hitting you with data. I know it can be a little bit painful. It can make you want to turn off this show, but don't do that because you're going to learn a lot of information. Even if you don't think you're absorbing the information, you're actually absorbing it. Just by paying attention and letting this information seep into your mind is helping to make you a better real estate investor. Now, we talked about the 77028 zip code. And one of the things that I did not do is I did not give you any financial information on property number one. All I did was give you some information about, you know, the size of the house, number of bedrooms, how old it was, general area. And then I gave you some market research information about the area. And that's important because that gives you an idea as to whether or not that's an area you want to invest in. I'm serious about that. And I gave you a caution. I said, now this property number one, I think personally, this is Al's opinion. You may disagree, but I think property number one is best suited for a Lifestyles Unlimited member that's got a couple of properties already under their belt. This is not necessarily a neighborhood that I would want to see you cutting your teeth in, but that doesn't apply to everybody. There are some people where this is exactly the neighborhood they should be cutting their teeth in, and that's where mentoring comes in. Sitting down with somebody who has gone before you, talking about your business plan, getting feedback on the business plan, and then targeting areas that make sense for your investing strategy. Kind of cool, huh? That's kind of what happens at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's not kind of what happens, it is what happens at Lifestyles Unlimited. Education and mentoring. It's what it's all about. That's how we roll at Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't go out. Now, I'm saying we like I am Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm just a member of Lifestyles Unlimited that does this wonderful radio show / podcast for them, because I like to share information with other people about how this works. But at the end of the day, Lifestyles Unlimited is dedicated to helping you become a successful real estate investor. And Lifestyles Unlimited is not going to sell you any property. That's not what they do. Lifestyles Unlimited does education and mentoring. Now, if you want somebody to sell you a property, there's the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team. They'd be more than happy to sell you property. They'll be more than happy to help you sell your properties if you want. And in doing so, you can make a lot of money. I have not told you how property one performs. And I've done that on purpose because I want you to get a feel for the overall feeling of property number one. What do you think? Just based off of the data that I've given you so far, what do you think about property number one? Would you be interested in hearing about property number two so that you have something to compare to? All right, let's do it. Property number two, also in the Houston, Texas MSA, but this is in zip code 77020. So a different zip code. This property is a little bit smaller. It's 1,100 square feet. It is a three-bedroom, one-bath house built in 2007. There's no garage. What do you think? Do you need more information? Okay, well, let's talk about the market data that I found on this particular zip code. This property is located in the east side of Houston. In this particular area, I think one of the biggest pros is that the area balances affordability with some revitalization momentum. In other words, there are people that are revitalizing the area, so the area is going through some form of gentrification. There's decent rental demand, slightly higher pricing and incomes than the other zip code, but the properties available there still cash flow in a good way. Cons: urban challenges persist. So in other words, crime is moderate, high for some people, but it's moderate overall. Schools, about the same. Gentrification, some areas are gentrifying, some areas are not. Who's this best for? I think it's for investors seeking cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, principal pay down, tax advantages. Yeah, I think it's a good property for a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I think it's a little bit less risky, and here's why. The property itself, when you look at things like the crime rate on property number one gets a grade of like C+. Yeah, so it's elevated property, and there's some violent crime that happens in that zip code. Now, it may or may not happen in the particular neighborhood where the property is located, but that's what the demographics are telling me. Property number two has a slightly better crime history. It's rated as a B+, which is about average for the general Houston area. Schools are rated about the same. Population's about the same. And everything else is about the same. So one of the things that you need to look at if you're evaluating property number one versus property number two, property number one's a little bit bigger, but it's a little bit older. Does that make sense? So your rehab costs could be a little bit more dollar per square foot. Well, it will be a little bit more dollar per square foot on property number one than it is on property number two, because it takes less paint to paint an 1,100 square foot property than it does to paint a 1,600 square foot property. It takes more flooring for a 1,600 square foot property than it does for an 1,100 square foot property. Does that make sense? Appliance packages, yeah, pretty much the same. I mean, if you need a dishwasher, you need a dishwasher. If you need a stove, you need a stove. If you need a microwave, you need a microwave, right? Make sense? Okay. So some advantages, some disadvantages. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? You think of property number one over property number two? Or do you like some of the things that I said about property number two over and above property number one? And again, I'm not going to give you the actual financial analysis, because what I want to do is I want to tell you about property number three. Get this. It's in the Houston MSA, but it's in a different zip code. It's in the 77373 zip code. So in that particular zip code, I think some of the pros are that there's higher median incomes in the area, there's lower crime, better demographics for families, more, well, what I would consider owner-occupied stability. So, I mean, even though there's rentals in the area, there's not so many rentals that it creates an imbalance. You've got a pretty good balance of owner-occupied properties and rental properties, and I think that benefits neighborhoods. I really do. Something else I need to tell you about property number three that I haven't told you. It's 1,400 square feet. So it's kind of in between the other two. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage. So it has one less bedroom than property number one, but it has one extra bathroom and two garage parking spaces that property number two didn't have. Now, this property was built in 1973. So that gives you an idea of the age of the property, right? All right, What can we tell you about 77373? What else can I tell you about it? Well, I think it's a really good area for Lifestyles Unlimited members to consider investing. It's located in the, where would I call this? This is in the Spring Suburban North area of Houston. So it's in a completely different spot. Price trends are stable to slightly down. So in other words, values are going down just a little bit there, which is okay. That's not going to kill you. Median household income is much better than the other two neighborhoods. So you're going to have a higher number of potential qualified applicants for your property. The poverty rate is lower in this area. Crime gets an A rating. It's well below the national average. Schools are, well, they're mixed. I mean, I think most of Houston suffers from what it suffers from when it comes to schools. I mean, you and I can't fix that. That's up to other people to fix. But it is what it is. I think the 77373 zip code is a great place for a first-time Lifestyles Unlimited investor to invest in. In the next segment, I'm going to give you the financials. Stick around. Welcome back to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Dell, and we are giving you data on three different properties you've never seen. Okay, technically, earlier in the episode, I showed you a picture of a house, but it was just a house. I have no idea where that house is. Well, I do know that that house is in Texas. I don't know that that house was in the greater Houston market, but it is typical of the type of properties that you may be looking at when you're looking to buy investment property. So that's the reason I gave you the picture, just so you can get an image, not to say, oh, that's what property number one looks like. Because that's not what property number, I don't know what property number one looks like. And we don't care at this point. We want to find out which property is going to make the most sense for us as real estate investors. Now, I pointed out earlier in the segment that I think that property number one is better suited for a more experienced Lifestyles Unlimited investor. Because the area that you're buying in is a little bit more difficult to operate in. But if you know what you're doing, you can work through that pretty easily. Property number one actually gives you the best potential returns on investment. And the reason it does it is because it gives you the opportunity to capture the most equity out of all three of these properties. Capturing equity, what again was that, Al? Okay, so when you capture equity, what you're doing is you're buying an asset for a fixed price, whatever that price is. And that price is usually well below what the price would be if the property were all fixed up, because we're dealing with distressed property. So you come in and you buy the property at a wholesale price point. You repair the property while keeping your all-in pricing at a wholesale level. The difference between your all-in price, or your all-in cost is what I should call it, and the after repair value, in other words, what it's worth when it's all fixed up in the neighborhood, the difference between those two is the amount of equity that you capture. Now, in property number one, you're going to capture 193% return on capital gain. What that means is property number one requires a $21,000 contribution on your part to get the deal done. But you're going to gain an additional $40,500 in equity that you capture, which is going to give you a total equity of $61,500. Pretty cool stuff, right? Property number two will return about a 136% return on capital gains because it's going to require you to put $22,000 of your own money into the deal, a little bit more than property number one, but you're only going to capture $30,000 of additional equity. And then when we look at property number three, it's going to require a little bit more cash out of pocket. Now you're looking at about $26,000, and you're going to capture about $30,500 in equity, or 117% return on capital gain. Because property number one is allowing you to capture essentially $10,000 more equity than the other deals, it makes it a better total return on investment asset. But we also have to look at the other ways we make money in real estate. And one of those other ways that's very important to us is the cash flow. Now, property number one returns an annual cash flow of about $3,400. Property number two returns an annual cash flow of $3,800. Property number three returns an annual cash flow of about $3,900. So the cash flows are get a little bit better as we go from property one to property number three. But you have to look at the cash on cash returns to get a real idea of what your return on investment is actually sitting at. Property number one gives you a 16% cash on cash return. Property number two gives you a 17.25% cash on cash return. And property number three gives you a 15% cash on cash return. So what is that telling you? Well, it's telling you that property number one does better when it comes to the equity capture because you're getting 193%. But property number two does better on the cash on cash because you're getting 17.25% as opposed to 16%. And property number three, which you were probably leaning towards, is actually number three in the pack. It is number three when you take into consideration the different ways we make money in real estate. Now, what if we take into consideration all those different ways we make money in real estate and we compile all that together and we call it an internal rate of return. What would your internal rate of return be if you bought these assets, renovated them, put them back into service, and then when you got to a year and a day, you made the decision to sell? What would your net total return be after paying costs of sale after a year and a day? And by the way, year and a day is important because that gives you a very significant tax advantage when it comes to capital gains taxes. That's the transition point between short-term capital gains rates, which are very punishing, to long-term capital gains rates, which are not as punishing. You're still being taxed, but not as severely as you would be if you were paying short-term rates. So if you sold property number one, now remember, property number one took $21,000 of your money to get into. At the end of the deal, you would receive an additional $29,800 in returns, which would give you a total return on investment to include your original investment of almost $51,000. You would have taken $21,000 and turned it into $51,000 in a year, giving you a 142% return on investment. Property number two, it does pretty good, but not as good as property number one. It required $22,000 of your own money. It would return about $22,000 of additional money, thus giving you a total return on investment to include your original investment of about $44,200. You would have effectively have made a 101% return on investment after a year. Property number three, it does the worst of the three. It requires $26,000. It returns $21,000 and gives you a $47,000 total return on investment plus the original investment at 82%. Look, I've hit you with a lot of data. I've hit you with a lot of information, but property number one stands out to me for a myriad of reasons, but it may not be the right buy for you depending on where you are in your investing strategy. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on start here, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.